The OK Mozart Festival, mostly Mozart, the Mozart effect. Mozart is everywhere. He wrote music that anyone can understand. Simple, beautiful, a perfect antidote for our hectic lives, right? Right? Well, think again. Pianist, composer, and conductor Rob Capello is here to explain what makes Mozart so great, and it might not be what you think. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Fred.
So are you going to burst our Mozart bubble here?
Well, first of all, it was burst long before I came into the picture. You know, if you read the critics of Mozart's time, they're always saying, this is music for five or six intellectuals. I mean, the common person could never understand this. It's cerebral, it's intellectual, and it's not music from the heart. I mean, it's stunning now. This is the most popular music we can possibly imagine. Yet at its time, it was considered intellectual, cerebral, expert, cognoscenti music, insider's music.
Well, show us what you mean. How is it that they heard it so differently from the way we hear it? Pick a Mozart piece and show us what you mean.
Well, the string quintet in G minor, K516, is one of the most incredible pieces that Mozart ever wrote. And I'm just going to take one phrase and show you that what you hear on the surface is not the whole story. There's a phrase early on in the piece which comes back three times, which I'm going to call, for the technical term, the stab phrase. And there's a little stab in it. Here's the stab. Now, in and of itself, that's a pretty simple phrase. The first bar is repeated. Then there's a stab bar. And then a return. Couldn't be simpler. Four measures, harmless. You could hear that at a mostly Mozart festival. When it comes to the development section, it transposes, i.e., it starts the melody on another note, and it could have copied exactly like this. Stab. But the first thing that happens is, after the stab, instead of, it goes, oh my God, it's completely not what you thought it would be.
So he sets up our expectations, but he takes us in a very different direction.
A completely different direction, and he hears the most bizarre things out of it. There's a stab here, then it's overlapped, then it's down here in the cello. While it's stabbing down here, another one's overlapping here. Then another one's starting up here. Everywhere you look. So first he's bursting our bubble into thinking that this is a simple one bar, two bar, stab, return passage. So how do you resolve something like that? The standard thing is to take something complicated and make it simpler. And this is what makes Mozart great. You will barely even notice what happened. Here's the resolution at the end. And that's the resolution. Now, if you don't listen closely, it would just go by. It would be a picnic on the lawn at Tanglewood. But what's actually happened is, what was four bars, one, two, three, four, has now become one, two, three. Repeat, one, two, three. So now we've got something that at one hand is simpler. We've completely removed the offending stab. But at the same time, it's more complex. It's now only three measures. It's asymmetrical at the very moment where it's supposed to be simple. And this is what makes Mozart's music great. It's kind of like a hologram. On the one hand, whenever the surface looks simple, there's something subtly subversive and asymmetrical underneath balancing it. However, when the surface seems complicated, there's some wonderful, simple, symmetrical balancing agent underneath. Like everything in life, take any of the issues that face us, whether it's peace in the Middle East, affirmative action. On the one hand, they're simple, and yet on the other hand, they're complicated. And Mozart's music, like a hologram, manages to flash back and forth between the simple and the complicated at the same time. That's what makes this music so extraordinary.
Thank you. Thank you.